The Steve Cochran Show.
I have no dealings with Russia. I have no deals in Russia.
And, you know, you can talk all you want about Russia, which was all a, you know, fake news. I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. I have no investments in Russia, none whatsoever. I don't have property in Russia.
But they always blame Russia. And the reason they blame Russia, because they think they're trying to tarnish me with Russia.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Today, fired FBI Director James Comey testifies at 9 a.m. We will carry that live on the phone with us. He's the host of MTP Daily and Sunday's Meet the Press. It is Chuck Todd. Chuck, you saw the statement yesterday. I saw the statement yesterday. What are we going to learn today that we don't know already?
Oh, I think there's quite a bit we're going to learn. I mean, first of all, you got to know the history of James Comey. You know, he's not going to put everything he has out there. He has a bit of a flair for the dramatic, which is what's made him both held in high esteem and, frankly, also a punching bag for some. Right. You know, some that are that fall into his crosshairs believe he's a grandstander. Those that have worked for him and loyal believe, you know, he is extraordinarily good at making sense of stuff. So, look, to me, there's one immediate question that jumps to mind just when you read, you know, James Comey makes it clear that he had 9 one-on-one interactions with President Trump. He chronicled 6 of them. 3 he did not mention at all. Did he not mention them because he is looking forward to being asked about them? Did he not mention them because he thought they were insignificant? Though it seems as if since this memo included points where he said, well, this was not that significant or was done in passing, it seems to me, and who knows? I mean, at this point, we'll find out all together. I think he's holding back some stuff that he's waiting to answer via questioning. So I don't assume we know everything.
Well, I know James Comey was uncomfortable around the president. Do you think he was intimidated by the president?
No, I think that he worried that the president was too cavalier about these different separations and these norms, and which is, of course, which is actually what I think New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was implying when he said, oh, when the president said to Comey, you know, can't you lay off? I mean, he called it, I guess, New York City talk. And I think there is something to this idea that, yes, the president doesn't understand the seriousness of crossing some of these ethical lines. That said, I do think I don't think it was intimidation that Comey felt. I think he felt he was going to be put in a no-win situation. So I think it's a different form of it. Intimidation. It certainly is not physical.
Chuck, it's interesting. Yeah, and we knew that they were going to release the Comey statement, so we have a little read-along material today while we hear his statement. Mm-hmm. But what I'm, and I'm sure you too are looking forward to, is the Q&A. So what do you expect that we haven't already seen that is going to come out of this Q&A that could potentially be the bombshell or the smoking gun?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is on page 7 of the statement, depending on how you print it out. But
right, 7 of 7, yeah.
But it's at the end there, yeah, where he refers to satellite associates, where he quotes the president saying, essentially, whereas the president is saying, can't you make it clear that I'm not, you know, I'm not a part of this. And but then he seems to acknowledge the potential that associates of his might have been involved. And the fact that the president introduced that and even that word satellite associates, I am curious. Okay, that to me should have been a red flag if you're Director Comey. Did he immediately take that to the investigators? You know, as you know, Director Comey isn't the one that leads the actual investigation. He was heading the FBI. Did he take that immediately to investigators? Did that launch a new phase of the investigation? Was this an aspect? You know, there, that word, satellite, you know, and that in the phrase satellite associates, that could take up an hour of questioning all by itself.
We're talking with Chuck Todd. Chuck, when I saw you last night on Nightly News with Lester Holt, and you brought up that statement, satellite, I thought to myself, he's covering something. I feel like there is something there that he's covering up, or he's setting the stage for some satellite associates to take the fall for him. Mm-hmm. That was my first reaction.
Look, it's been a running theory of the investigation, according to my reporting and some sources, that one of the plausible theories, and that's the thing, when you're doing investigating, you're looking for the facts, you go where they may, but you also, you have working theories as you're going. And one of them is the idea that Trump would have been left out of the loop, you know, and, you know, there were enough. I mean, look, Roger Stone was fired by Trump, supposedly, but was, you know, but certainly was working on his behalf as an unpaid surrogate. What, you know, could, is that what he's referring to as satellite? I mean, that's a part of this we don't know, but this has been a theory that, do you think, you know, and in fact, I had somebody say this to me, you know, odd defense of Trump. They said, don't you think he couldn't have kept his mouth shut? That he wouldn't have been able to hold it in if he was getting super secret help? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, knowing, I mean, look, he couldn't even keep the fig leaf of the idea that the firing of Comey was about Russia. He basically spilled the beans thanks to a question from Lester Holt.
Right.
So, I have always thought it was extraordinarily plausible that he would be left out of the loop. Hey, don't tell the old man. You never know when he might blurt it out, you know. and that, you know, and people protecting him, wanting to give him plausible deniability. So I don't think the president should sit here and be pleased that this opening statement reinforces the reassurance that he got, that he's not a target. That's never been the issue. It's always been whether anybody associated with his campaign colluded. Right. And even now the president of the United States, if you believe James Comey, is open to the idea that it might have happened. That's a huge development.
What are your thoughts on the president tweeting his announcement for FBI director yesterday? There was no ceremony in the Rose Garden. He just sent out a tweet. And I think the law is his staff, some of his staff were surprised.
I think this was a, if you want my, I think we'll find out in a couple weeks or maybe even a couple days why it went down this way. But I can tell you the way that that White House has been operating of late, the staff has desperately been trying to rein the president in, make him follow a schedule. And I think this was one of those cases where they told him, don't announce it now. And he said, I want to announce it now. And he did it. And he did it with probably in defiance. I think we're going to find out he probably did it in defiance. Not that he that Ray was going to be the guy, but just of the timing of the announcement. And I think this was just vintage Trump essentially not listening to his staff.
So, mm-hmm. Chuck, over or under on when Trump's first tweet responding to the Comey testimony will be? Maybe like 1, 2 o'clock?
I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I think he waits till tonight. I think he waits till he watches all the evening news. And then I think we have one of those 8 o'clock tweet storms.
Okay, we'll go 8 o'clock.
Put me down for 8 p.m.
Okay.
Or later.
Perfect, I get you down.
Chuck Todd will be all over NBC today. You and Lester watch this together? How does that work? Because you'll be on the nightly news tonight.
Lester's coming down here. Savannah, it'll be Lester, Savannah, myself, leading our coverage starting at 9 Chicago time.
Awesome.
So get your popcorn, get your Bloody Mary,
uh-huh.
Whatever it is that you want to do, and follow along for the ride. We're happy to be your tour guide.
Print up your scorecards.
And Chuck, one last question.
Exactly.
You're on Steve's show every single week at this time. Do we have your loyalty?
Yeah, my honesty. Yeah, my honesty.
I love you, Chuck. I'll be watching Sunday. I'll be watching today. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. So, all right. Talk soon.